This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Game last night, Scope. The Roosters were so dominant. It was a big game because it was Jared Warrior Hargraves' 300th. And this man made his return to the NRL after injury. Connor Watson, welcome to the Mowers Club.
Hey, lads. It's a pleasure to be on.
Thanks for coming on, Connor. Really appreciate it, mate, because I text you early this morning and you're ready to go for us. So really appreciate that, brother. After a really good win last night. Our producer Gibbo was saying, I didn't actually catch this in the press match, but Robbo said that you and Angus specifically really wanted to be a part of this big occasion, mate. Jared Warrior Hargraves' 300th game. It's obviously the South Sydney Rabbitohs and you want to get back and play in first grade, but let's speak specifically about Jared Warrior Hargraves and what he means to the club, mate.
Yeah, it's a big one, Scope. You know, Gus and I had spoken about it before we played New South Wales Cup last weekend, just said, like, let's go and have a really good game today and put ourselves in the picture to be picked next week so he can play in Jazz's 300th. And I didn't even realise when Gus was saying that. It was actually his Roosters 150th yesterday too.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty epic for him. So, but, you know, he wasn't even thinking about that. He was just thinking about getting out there to play with Jared and his 300th. And, yeah, it was epic. You know, the boys, we really played sort of exactly how we wanted to. You know, a guy like Jared, he just gives his heart and soul for the team all the time, and we spoke about that this week, and you know, how do we honor him? And that was one of the things, you know, just giving our all to the team. And I thought we did a good job of that, and yeah, epic to win like that in Jazz's 300th.
Yeah, what in particular? I was lucky enough to play in Nathan Hindmarsh's 300th, Connor, and unfortunately we didn't get the result in it. But I remember the build-up and sort of, you know, obviously the extra media that goes into it. And now, like, this is 10 years on where it's, you know, you've got social media and they build up these milestone games even more. How did Robbo in particular handle it with training? Was there a certain part of the week where, all right, let's address it, talk about the 300th and then let's get on with it? Or how was there anything in particular that stood out? Because 48-6 is a clinic in such a big game for a really important member of your team.
Yeah, we spoke about it, our captain's run. I think because we had a short turnaround this week, so we only had 5 days to sort of get over that Manly loss and then, you know, get the body right and then get sort of prepped to play South. So we didn't get to do, I guess, so much training or didn't have a whole lot of time to, like, talk about it. But we had a good meeting on captain's run. PC come in and presented Jared with his jersey.
Oh, good.
It was epic. It was so good to see Junior as well. Like, I haven't seen him probably in a year or so since he's been over in France. But then Robbo, once sort of he'd spoken in the team meeting and, you know, spoke about Jared and, you know, how much he means to him, he then, like, threw to the floor and was like, boys, if you have anything to say to Jared, like, say it. And then there was probably 30 people in the team meeting and I reckon about 20 people spoke, so wow. I don't know if they were expecting that. That team meeting ended up running for like 45 minutes because all the boys, obviously, you know, how much Jared means to everyone and wanted to sort of speak and thank him for all he's done for them. And then in the end, Jared was just like, all right, let's get over this now. Like, oh, I'm done. And that's like just the type of bloke he is. He didn't sort of, you know, want the attention to be on him too much, but yeah, I'm just glad that we could get a result for him like that because he means so much to the club. Like, he's the spirit of the Roosters and he's played so hard for so long. Like, I don't know how many years, 15 years maybe. And to play the way he does, like, the bloke never takes a backward step. And it's honestly a miracle that he's been able to play this long.
On a personal note, Connor, you played 52 of the best last night. I think at one point you might have even been playing halfback, it looked like. You must have been happy with that game, though.
Yeah, it was good. It's been a long time for me, like, to get back in sort of the NRL arena. I think it's been over 500 days. So, I just was so excited to get back out there last night. Had a lot of family and friends come down, which was pretty epic. And then, Yeah, for it to go the way it did, you know, I was expecting to play majority of hooker and then maybe move into to lock a little bit later. But with Semi going down, had to move into the halves. And I guess that's what I have to do in that position. You know, if I want to play utility, I've got to be able to play in all these different spots. So it's been a while, but I've played plenty of footy there. So it didn't feel too foreign. Just sort of a little bit different defending on the edge compared to the middle. You know, you got to sort of make a lot of one-on-one tackles compared to, you know, tackling in a group, and probably less work, but more decision-making. So, yeah, I haven't sort of done too many reps there this year, but I think, you know, going forward, Robbo might have me do a bit more at training, just so if it happens again, I can just jump straight back in there.
Yeah, mate, you handled it really well. I was actually at the game last week, Connor. I was watching the Manly Roosters game, and I was watching the warm-up, mate, before the game, and looking at the size of your outside backs now. You look like you've obviously always had Toops. Toops has been there for a minute. Joseph Manu is your smallest outside back at 6'2", what, 6'3"? And the guy that stood out, and he's been outstanding, he had a try last night. He had 170 metres. He had 12 tackle breaks. And he's also clean defensively. 6 tackles and no misses. Dom Young, you'd know a lot about him watching your old team, Newcastle Knights. And was Dom at the Knights when you... Was his first season your last season at the Knights? Or had you made that crossover?
My first season was his last year there, Scope.
Yep.
So it was good. I got to play with Dom back in 2021, I think it was, that COVID year where we were up in the bubble. But
that's right.
Like, I just... The way he's come... you know, and developed in the last sort of 2-3 years has been amazing. Like, you could see back in the day, you could see that the raw talent was there and the speed was there. But I think one thing he doesn't probably get credited enough for is his toughness and the way, you know, you just spoke about the meters he made and the tackles he broke, the way that, you know, he does the tough stuff, and there's no question for him. Like, he just gets in and does it. And it's such a blessing to have a guy like that on your team who can run so fast. You know, you've seen it sort of over the years with guys like the Fox and the Hammer, and, you know, there's a half chance you can just sort of throw it to him in that. And we saw that where Teddy just threw it over the top, I think, Teddy ended up scoring where he kicked it back inside. So, to have guys like that in your team, it just helps so much. And then you spoke about the size of the outside backs, like, yeah, it's land of the giants out there.
Crazy. What about for you guys? So you had Brisbane to start, not an easy game. Then you went to Manly, not an easy game. South, traditionally not an easy game, but, you know, dusted them last night. Next week doesn't get any easier at the Panthers.
Yes.
It's a tough start to the year. Is that a bit of a stitch up? It's like all the top 4 or 5 teams are playing each other in the first month of football. Pretty tough start. But did you watch them on Thursday night?
Nah, I missed the game. I saw a little bit of it. But, yeah, I think, obviously, because we played in Vegas, that's why we've ended up playing, you know, South and,
yeah, that makes sense.
And Broncos and Manly, because they wanted to do that, you know, that way the teams have sort of had to deal with their jet lag, and it's not, I guess there's no excuse, really, for anyone if we've had to play each other. So, yeah, big challenge coming up on Thursday night against Penrith, and one that we're looking forward to. You know, they're the benchmark. They've been the best in the comp for the last three, four years. And they hit their form again. You know, they had sort of that World Club Challenge and then round one. But since then, they've just hit their straps. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's good. It's a good test for us to see where we're at. You know, last week was disappointing. I think we did a good job of righting some of those wrongs last night. And then, it's for us to just keep building on that and be more consistent every week.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of benchmark, mate, the skipper, James Tedesco. It's probably the first time probably in his career where he's, you know, had to face criticism alongside your Roosters team probably in the middle part of last year before you went on a nice little run. Jeezy started the season on fire, Connor.
Yeah, he's been so good, Scope. It's been epic. He's sort of, like you said, you know, dealt with a bit of adversity last year, but I think he had a great preseason. I think, everyone got to have a really good preseason this year, and we had a new head of performance come in and sort of laid it down and was like, this is how it's going to be. We're going to work hard, and I think everyone did a good job of that. And, you know, in previous years, we sort of had like some World Cups and not come back to training till late, where everyone got in as soon as they could. And yeah, it's been good. It's been a good start to the year. And I think, you know, you can tell when you've had a sort of a good preseason the way you start the year. And it's probably one thing that we haven't done well over the last fair few years, to be honest. We just started the season slow. So for us to have, you know, you'd like to win the first three, but to win two and win the way we did last night, it's sort of, you know, it's been a good start for us, but we've got to do, you know, we've got a big job to keep it going.
Yeah, it's funny, like, you know, over the years you do different pre-seasons and I think fans expect that players train hard every season, but specifically when you've got champion players and a champion squad and high expectations at your club, you know, sometimes it takes a bit of a down year or half a sort of down year from certain players, and then it just reinvigorates the group and you just come out flying the next year.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you do train hard every year, but I guess there's all different types of training you do too. Like different head of performances have different philosophies and different types of sort of conditioning and whatever. But I think Simon, who's our head of performance, just sort of brought in, he wants us to be, you know, hard and tough, and they've done a good job of implementing that into the training program, done some different stuff that we haven't really done before. So I think, you know, we're seeing a little bit of the results, but it's important that, you know, we keep it going, and we're under no illusions. It's a long road ahead and we've got a lot of hard work to do. So I'm looking forward to it, Scope, and I can't wait.
Well, thanks for joining us, Connor. Congrats on your game personally last night. Awesome return to the NRL. We love to see it. And we'll see you down there at North Bondi.
How's the training going, Miss Old Good?
Yeah, I'm back in the pool, mate. I'm back.
Love it. Love to hear it.
All right. Thanks, Connor.
See you, brother.
Thanks for having me on. See you, brothers. Bye.